This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion drama in Illinois as the governor's office is being swamped with calls to veto Illinois' radical abortion legislation. Here is Springfield Bishop Thomas Papraki's response to legislators. He wrote, "In view of their gravely immoral action to deprive unborn children legal protection against abortion, it must be said that any Catholic legislator who sponsored, promoted, advocated, or voted for these pro-abortion bills has acted in a seriously sinful manner, unfaithful to Christian teaching against abortion, and they should not receive communion unless they confess and repent of their sins." Incredibly, State House Speaker Michael Madigan replied, saying that permitting abortion is more important than maintaining communion with Christ. This is Life News Radio. It is always time to pray. Perhaps we should pray not so much because we feel threatened by bad news, but because we wish to love God and see Him respond in His love. Now, when some things might look just a little better, is not the time to grow lazy. It is the time to pray now, more than ever. Let's pray for a culture of life. State lawmakers are acting to modify Louisiana's state constitution to explicitly offer no right to abortion or its state funding and so bar any state judicial interpretation to the contrary. Overwhelming bipartisan votes made Democrat leadership's opposition irrelevant. The measure faces a public vote in the 2020 general election. This week's federal cancellation of abortion specimens is still rocking the science world. However, the furor is focusing attention on both outdated scientific research and last December's White House announcement of funding for more efficient and ethical research methods. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.